give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you for who you are, O God. You are a gracious Father. You are a gracious Lord. Shaka bakasi ikidi kubasha rabuko basa didi ramboko bashi ikidi kudi bakasa da shikidi kuda basa da moko basha da 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 didi karabusu ko se didi karabasha ikidi karabasa da amba yakaba. Amboko wekawa karabu kubashi kidi kuriba ta karabu suku basha da 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 karabu sikidi kidi kuribasha karabu suku basha kidi karabu sadada miara sata sata kareshi kidi kuriba kashe de 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 karabu sikidi kidi karabu sikidi kidi kuriba sadada da Rikabu shiki di kuriba sete kede kuriba sada da 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 karabu sutu ba shiki di kuriba sete de karabu sutu no kuba shiki di kuriba saka rikasha da 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 karabu sutu sada da da karabu sete de karabu sutu no kuba shiki da 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 karabu so makarashiki di karabu sada sada di karabu sutu no kuba shiki da 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 karabu sutu sete Maya sete kamba kashe kidi kubasha kasi rikabasha da 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 bo se kidi ba. Oh precious Savior, I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you worship and adoration. Thank you for another good morning, makashikidi kurabase, that we can gather in your presence, that we can gather to honor you, that we can gather to praise you, that we can gather to exalt your holy name. Father, I thank you that you are a gracious God. You are mighty to be praised and adored. Amakaya karabo kubase, dikidi kubasha, kidikidi kubasha. Your name be praised, your name be adored, your name be worshipped, your name be lifted up on high. You are good God. You're a faithful Father. You're a faithful God. There is no one else like you, God. We lift up your holy name. Thank you that indeed you never gather your children in vain, O God, that you gather us to hear from you, to be taught by you, O God of God's Jesus. No time in your presence is a waste. Indeed, a day in your courts is better than 10,000 elsewhere. Oh God, I thank you. The Lord, we have come to your courts. We have come to your throne room. Oh God, David said that I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Lord, in the tent of my Lord, but to spend 10,000 years in the courts of the wicked. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Makashiki dikurabasati Kashiki di Kuriba, Ambakarabu Kubasi, Diki di Kurabashi, di Kuribasa. Thank you for the release of grace this morning, O God, my brothers, my sisters who need to be grace, O God, who are trusting in you for grace. O God, I thank you that there is abundant grace and provision, O God. There is grace available this morning, O God. Indeed, you say we can boldly come to the throne room of grace that we might find grace and mercy for our time of need. O makari kashiki dikudi bato kubashiki dikidi kura basata rikashiki dikidi kuri bata kashiki dikura basata da 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 kaboko bashi dikidi kidi kura basata rikasi dikidi kudi dikidi kura basata da 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 karaba makarabasi dikidi kura basi dikidi kura basi dikidi kura basi dikidi kuni karabasi tu kubashi de rikari bashi dikidi kura basata da 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 ashakara Oh God, you are good, you are faithful, you are holy. There is no one else like you, God. Precious Redeemer, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your faithfulness. Oh God, you are a gracious Father. You've done mighty things. You do mighty things in our lives, oh God. We have seen your faithfulness. We have seen your hand. We've seen your protection. We've seen your grace and goodness, Jehovah God. Oh God, as we look unto you, as we look unto your throne room, as as we look unto your hand, O God. You guide us. You give us grace and favor. You walk with us, O God. When we look at our steps, O God, we know that it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your spirit, O God. It is by your goodness. It is by your hand. Shikaraba sikidi kuriba shikidiba. Amba yakaribe jikidi kubasha dadadada kabuko boko baka yakarabu soto kubashi kikidi basa dada. Amba kaya kareshi kidi kuraba shikidi kuraba sadari nide de baya karabu soto boko shikidi kudi kabasa da. Amba kasi didi kuraba shikidi kudi midi kuraba sikidi mukuraba sadada dide karaba shikade bata. Maka shikidi kudi didi kuraba sidi kidi kuraba sadada kabashi. Oh God, we've seen your grace and your goodness. We've seen your favor. We've seen your protection. We've seen your grace and your favor. Maka shiki di kuri basa da karabasi tiki di kura basa da 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 kabashi ki di kuri basa da karabasi e. No one comes to your presence and leaves the same way they came, O God. Indeed, we come to your presence and we are transformed. We come to your presence and we are changed. We come to your presence and we are covered. We come to your presence and we are strengthened, O God, Jehovah God. Indeed, in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your presence there is pleasures evermore, my God. There is no better place than indeed to be before our Father. Oh God, thank you that you are our Father. And Father, indeed, I rebuke every works of the enemy, oh God. I rebuke every hindrances of darkness, oh God, at preventing your children from hearing you, from preventing your children from focusing on you, preventing your children the things of this world, oh God, the things that cause us to be worn down, oh God, the things that cause us to be heavy, the things that cause us to move away from you, oh God. Oh God, you are a God of mercy, be it troubles, be it pain, be it struggle. We come against sickness this morning in the name of Jesus. We rebuke heaviness of darkness, oh God. We rebuke works of the evil one, oh God. We come against forces of darkness, oh God. We rebuke the enemy. Thank you that indeed your plans for our lives are good, oh God. You say, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give us a hope and a future, oh God. I thank you that your plans for your children are good, your plans for your servants are good, oh God. Your plans are there to graze them up, oh God, that indeed what the enemy meant for bad, you have turned it around for good. You are always turning it around for good. Oh, oh God, you're a God of mercy. Oh God, you're a God of grace. Oh God, you're a God of goodness. Oh God, you're a God of wisdom. Oh God, you're a God of favor. You're a God of divine hand and power and promises. Oh God, yes, your promises are yes and amen. Every promise comes from you. Oh surround your children, surround us with your love, surround us with your power. Surround us with your goodness. Surround us with your grace. Shikiri karabasi tiki di kuri bata kashi tiki di kurabasi tiki di rikori kabashi di karabasi tiki di kuri basa da 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 rikabashi tiki kuri basa tiki di kuri basa tiki di kurabasi de 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 ambakashi de de de. Your people, Makashiki de Kuribas, the Kidekurabashiki de Kurabakasedeke. Oh God, you're full of compassion for your people. God, you love people. Mikashiki de Kuribashede. There's no one that seeks you and seeks you in vain. Rikashiki de Kuribasede. You say you are close to the brokenhearted. You are close to those that are hungry, oh God. You are close to those that are broken. You are close to those that need your help, oh God. You came for the sick, not those who are healthy, oh God. Only the sick need a physician, my God. I thank you that them that have gathered, them that need your touch this morning, oh God, I am releasing your touch by your hand, oh God. Indeed, you say them that come to you, oh God, you do not turn away, oh God. Them that are broken and a contrite heart, oh God, you do not despise, Jehovah God. And I thank you that, Lord, you are here. Makarika si'idi kuraba shikidi kambaka se'e. You're sending forth your hand. You're sending forth your hand. You're sending forth your hand. Your hand of blessing, your hand of power, your hand of wisdom, your hand of breakthrough. Someone is needing the hand of God, the touch of God, the touch to make a difference, the touch to make a breakthrough in ministry, the touch to make a breakthrough in family. Oh God, stretch forth your hand this morning. Stretch forth your hand, oh God, and turn around every situation, every contrary situation that is in opposition to your word, oh God. You say that we can take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Jehovah God, we stand against every thoughts of the enemy. We stand against every forces of darkness. We come against all powers of the enemy. All spirits of addiction, all spirits of backsliding, we bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of sickness. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every work of palsy. We rebuke every work of heaviness. We rebuke everything that came even in the womb. We set forth the children free. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke heaviness. I rebuke weakness in the body. I bind every stroke effects. I bind every unexplained weakness of the enemy. Indeed, I rebuke this work of darkness in the name of Jesus. Anyone that needs that healing, oh God, anyone that is bent over by works of darkness, indeed, in the name of Jesus, we speak a straightening, oh God. We rebuke that binding spirit, that burdening spirit. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Indeed, you say we can speak to dry bones. We can speak to the bones in the body. We can speak to the ligaments. We can speak to the muscles. Oh God, bone come back together, bone to bone, oh God. Ligaments to ligament, oh God. We're speaking order in the joints, oh God. Order in the marrow. Order in the knees, oh God. We're speaking a new healing. Oh God, we rebuke sickness. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke sickness in the bones. Mental illnesses. We come against them in the name of Jesus. Every form of lunaticism, oh God. Every form of epilepsy. Every silent, loud ones. Whatever form of epilepsy, large or seizures, mild seizures. Shikarabo. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Every demonic spirit that is holding captive your children through epilepsy, through confusion of the brain, through confusion, oh, in the sleep, oh God, through confusion in mental issues, we bind them come in the name of Jesus. We bind schizophrenia, oh God. We bind bipolar. We rebuke those spirits behind. Get behind the Satan, oh God. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the name of Jesus, by whose stripes we are healed. We are healed. We were healed. By whose stripes healing was done. Healing was paid for on the cross of Calvary, oh God. Healing was paid for by the stripes that he was beaten. Every diseased family, them that have a name, them that do not even know, oh God, because you have given us a name that is above every other name, that the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth must bow. And Father, at this moment, we make every knee of sickness, every knee of an unknown disease, every knee of a known disease, every knee of neurological issues, every knee of heart issues, every knee of biological issues, every knee of chemical issues, every knee of viral issues, every knee of bacterial issues, of uncontrolled fevers. We bind it in the name of Jesus and we rebuke it. Leave the bodies of your people. Leave the bodies of them that are trusting in you, oh God. We bind every blinding spirit, oh God. We bind every deafening spirit, oh God. We bind every dumbing spirit, oh God. And we cast you out in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you, spirit of death, over the child of God that is in the ICU. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Father God, indeed you are speaking life again. You are speaking life. Child be restored to life. Oh, child be restored to life. Akashiki dekorikabasi. Old woman, be restored to life. Oh, we speak spirit and life, oh God. The words that we communicate, they are not just words, but they are spirit and life. They communicate life, the life of God. The Zoe life of God flows in our voices, oh God. It flows in our hearts, oh God. The hand of God is sending forth its word. Oh God, you send forth your word and you heal our diseases, oh God. Father, I thank you this morning that you're healing diseases, oh God. You're healing physical ailments, oh God. You're healing mental issues, oh God. You're healing emotional wounds, oh God. You're healing marital wounds, oh God. Father God, I rebuke those spirits that are causing divorce, oh God. Those spirits of hatred, oh God. Those spirits of lack of submission, oh God. Those spirits of competition in families, oh God. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the works of the devil, oh God. Indeed, the reason the Son of God was made manifest was to destroy the works of the devil. And Father, we stand in our place of authority. We stand in the place that you accorded us, oh God, to rebuke. We are in the highest heavens, oh God. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all thrones, all powers, all principalities, all dominion. Every work of darkness has been made under our footstool, oh God. We rule over the works of the enemy, oh God. We trample over snakes and scorpions, oh God. We trample over every power of the enemy. And no power of darkness can stand where the power of God has come in, oh God. And Father, in this morning, I thank you, for your power is among us, oh God. Your power is going forth to the nations, oh God. Your power is going forth to touch the hearts of men, oh God, to turn them to the gospel, oh God. We rebuke all blinding spirits that are causing people from not knowing the gospel, oh God. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Kabashiki de Kurabasati. Ribaya karabo soto kobashi kide karasiki. Rikashi kide karabo soto kobashi kide karashi kide karabasa dadadabo. Mokore kashi kide korabakase. Every altar of darkness that has been raised, we speak fire. We speak fire over them. Shikide korabakase dede. We rebuke the works of the devil over this nation that are preventing people from hearing the gospel. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We cancel every altar sacrifices of darkness that have been raised, oh God. We bind every sacrifices of darkness, oh God. Every spirits of bloodshed, every offerings that have been raised in darkness, oh God. We bind them in the name of Jesus, oh God. We speak a release of grace, oh God. Oh, Father God, call their own, call your own, call your children out of darkness, oh God. Call those that you have elected, oh God. Your desire is that all men be saved. We pray for the 91 million souls. 91 million souls of this nation. Oh God, we need unreached souls, oh God. We need untouched people, oh God. Give me the nations, oh God. Give me the people, oh God. Turn them to Christ. Turn them to knowledge, oh God. Oh, release the seed of the word. The seed of the word. Let revival go forth like a fire in this land. Let revival go forth like a power, oh God. Awaken men and women from slumber, oh God. Awaken the children from slumber, oh God. Awaken the musicians from slumber, oh God. Awaken the men of God from slumber, oh God. Awaken your servants that you can use, oh God. Call those that are willing. Call those that are willing. Let your power break forth. Let your undeniable power break forth. That we shall receive testimonies. We shall receive testimonies. 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 Left, right, and center of your doing, oh God. Testimonies. North, south, east, west of what you have done. Testimonies, Jehovah God, of what you are doing. Oh, makasiki dikri kabashi. Thank you that you answer prayers, oh God. Oh, how sweet it is to worship you, God. How sweet it is to hear your voice. How sweet it is to be taught by you, oh God. I thank you for another morning that we can listen to you, oh God. May you speak to us so clearly in a language that we understand. Thank you that you've answered our prayers. Indeed, we have prayed according to your will and purpose. And indeed, your will is that your people are healed. Sickness is not the will of God. And we are grateful that you paid the price for it. We have prayed all this in Jesus' mighty name. We pray and believe.
Love and mercy, my life. We give you the glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Good to see you. Praise God. Indeed, God is good.
All the time.
Amen. I trust that you have slept well and we are ready for God's word. And I think whenever we pray, we are so charged. And nowadays, by the time I peep my eyes, I realize, our time is... our time has reached. And I'm like, wow. That's the sweetness of his presence. And be encouraged that God hears. God hears us. I think that is one of the greatest revelations that we can ever have, that God hears us. And you know, we've been learning that faith is a prerequisite for prayer. That means that you must be convinced beyond a shadow of doubt that God hears us. And okay, let me just jump there because I wanted to start with somewhere else, but it's okay. I will start with there because I feel that's where God is leading us to. 1 John, let's quickly jump to 1 John chapter 5. So that we can just have an understanding of, actually they're linked together. God hearing us and praying amiss. I think that's what is in my heart to share today. So that we can learn by God's grace what it means to have 100% answered prayers. Yeah, it sounds like an impossibility, yeah? But God is telling us that you can actually have 100% answered prayers. And you will ask me, how? Do you think everything I pray for right now, if I pray for a Ferrari, eh? Or if I pray for a new private jet, I'm going to get it? There's a way that we can have 100% answered prayers, but it might not be what you're thinking of, because as we have been learning, that God does not answer us based on our own direction or our own ideas of God. God does not deal with us based on our own perceptions. God does not deal with us based on our own lusts or our own desires or our own formula, because if it was our own formula, then we will be God of God. And what we have been learning is that we are not God of God. That means we do not control God. We do not move his hand. It is us that have to align to God. And if you've not listened to episode 2, which is the alignment of prayer, go back to it and listen to it, and you will understand what I mean by us are the ones who need to align ourselves to the will of God. Yeah, and that is really the essence of prayer. So let us look at 1 John 5:14-15. And I want us to read. It says, verse 14 and 15 of 1 John 5. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Look at that. It says that there is a confidence. In fact, it says this is the confidence that we have in whom? In Christ. So that means there is a place where you get to prayer that you can have the confidence that God hears us when we pray. Have you ever found so many people who are praying, but in their hearts they are not even convinced that God has heard them? They are not even convinced that God is listening to them. They are not even convinced that what they are praying for will come to pass. And you say that if you don't have the starting faith that you are praying to a God that answers, a God that hears us, then you've already missed out on that benefit of prayer. And yes, God might answer in his mercy. I'm not saying that all the times that we have prayed offside, God has not answered. There is a place called mercy. And you see, as we pray to God, there are things that God looks for to actually intervene. And what we are learning is that if we ask anything according to his will, that means that when we're asking of God, we must ask ourselves, what is God's will concerning this matter? And this is what I was sharing yesterday, that faith comes from hearing the word of God. So unless you know the will of God concerning a matter, then you are not going to receive the answer from God. Now, if you want to be confident, if you want to have 100% confidence, 100% answered prayers, is that you must ask according to the will of God. And someone will ask, so what is the will of God? The will of God is God's desire for your life, God's desire for mankind, God's desire for nations. Now, you can ask, okay, so does it mean that God has a plan for every mankind? Yes. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, it says that God's desire is that all men be saved. When he says, I ask you that prayers be made for kings, for those in authority, because so that we might live peaceful lives, because God's desire is that all men be saved. So a first will of God that you must be aware is that the heart of God is for the salvation of every man. All men on the earth, God's desire is that they are saved. Now, that is why anyone who is doing soul winning, anyone who is a missionary, anyone who takes time to be a witness of the gospel. And remember, when Jesus said that, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's Acts 1 verse 8. That word witness there is matureo. And it is the word from which martyr comes from. Now, that martyr does not necessarily mean those that die for the gospel, because I think that is what the word eventually switched to be used for. But the word there, matureo, is the one that is ready to be a witness. And remember, in court, when someone is under trial, you bring witnesses. So missions work and ministry work and those that spread the gospel are those that have come before God, have felt God, have experienced God, have had an encounter with God, know that God is real, and are speaking to the world through their words. So missions, you have to speak. They are speaking to the world through their actions. Remember, we are a written epistle for the world to read. They are speaking to the world through their character, through the fruit of their life, through their work, which the way they do their work is as a worship to God. Everything about them is a witness that they have encountered God and that they are living according to godly principles. So anyone that has received Christ and is portraying a Christ-like life is one that is a witness, is one that is a matureo, is one that is a witness of Christ. But most importantly, someone said, preach, if necessary, use words. So the first preaching that happens is your life. I'm not saying that preaching without words, in fact, is the Bible says, how can they believe unless a preacher speaks to them? But the first preaching is of your words. Because many people can preach. There are many people who are fired up. But when you go deeper, then their weaknesses show. They say, well, God accepts all of us, man. So the moment they do that, then they water down the power of the gospel to transform the lives of men. So this is the confidence that we have in God, in Christ, that if we ask anything according to his will, so I've said the number one or one of the wills of God is that God wants all men to be saved. That means anyone that asks for anything that has to do with soul winning is asking according to the will of God. And you see, God knows our hearts. So I'm not giving you like a like a secret formula to now cheat God. In your heart, you're saying, okay, let me, from now I'm going to be asking God, send me to Iraq, send me to Dubai, give me a job in Dubai so that I go and win souls there. But in your heart, you know deep down that your desire is to make money. You see, God, there's someone that knows and sees our thoughts. He sees our desires. He sees our innermost things that we want to hide. Like the Bible says, there's nothing that is hidden before him. Everything is bare before him. So God is the weigher and the judger of the motives of the heart. In fact, it says, the heart of man is wicked above all things. Who can cure it? I, the Lord, judge the heart. I see the heart. So anyone that comes to God in prayer, God has already judged our hearts and seen our hearts. In fact, I think, is it this king Belteshazzar, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, who decided to throw a party with his nobles, and instead of drinking from the cups that he is used to, I mean, he has so many cups. He said, no, go and bring those cups that are from that temple of that God in Israel. That one that we conquered. Go and bring those cups. And we want to drink and make merry from those cups. And immediately he did that, there was a judgment. A hand appeared on the wall and wrote, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Ufas, Rasin. And he froze, because that is something that has never happened. And they were looking for someone to interpret. Then the mother says, you know what? There was a man who in your father's time had the spirit of the gods within him. This is simple to him. And they said, let her go and bring him. The man was discarded, Daniel, he was brought. And then he said, you have been weighed, and your deeds have been found wanting. And today your kingdom will be taken away from you and divided to two peoples, the Medes and the Persians. Alas. The guy was judged on the spot. So God is the one that knows every heart and intention of every human being. So when you're coming because you have read 100% answered prayers, and you're coming because you want a new Lamborghini, I think you came to the wrong place. It is because if your heart is after your own lusts, your own desires, then you are praying amiss. And you can be sure that God has not heard you. A second area that God's will is there is that God's will is for people to be healed. So God's desire is for people to be healed. When it says Psalms 103, God who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases, that means it is the heart of God to heal people. And God, in fact, the Bible says, while Jesus was on the earth, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. So every sickness is an oppression of the devil. And God's purpose that he came on the earth was to heal and to destroy every work of the devil. So anything that is a work of the devil, anything that is an oppression of darkness, anything that is, maybe it's poverty, maybe it is witchcraft, maybe it is demonic activity, maybe it is sickness, maybe it is paralysis, maybe it is stroke, maybe it is pressure, maybe it is cancer, maybe it is HIV, anything that is a cause that comes as a result of sin, the effect of sin, because all these are effects of sin entering the earth. Because the Bible tells us through one man, sin entered the earth. But through one man, grace overflows to the many. So Adam brought sin and death, but Christ brought grace and life. So grace is the mercy of God. Grace is the power of God. Grace is the sufficiency of God for each and every situation. Grace and truth are from God. So if you are asking, knowing the will of God, that the will of God is that all men be healed, so it doesn't matter whether it is blindness, whether it is deafness, whether it is lameness, all this, the will of God is that he heals. So when we pray and we know that it is his will and we believe his will, that his will is for healing, in an instant, you receive your healing. And this gives you a confidence. And this is what it says, and says, this is the confidence we have in Christ, in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So the moment you are asking according to the will of God, and the will of God is what God has revealed in his word. And that is why you cannot separate prayer from faith. You cannot separate faith from the word of God. You cannot separate the word of God from the will of God. You can see how all this series is linked. That is why it is building on each other. The will of God is what guarantees us that God hears us. And then what does we look at verse 15? So, no, even before I finish on hears us, do you know God, you can be certain that 100% every time that God hears us, when you pray according to the will of God. That means when you pray quoting the scriptures of God, in fact, he responds very fast to that. Because at that point, you are putting his word to the test. You are reminding him of what God has promised. When God said, you shall be the head only, you shall be above only, you shall be the head and not the tail, you're reminding God of God's promises. When he says that we are the seed of Abraham through faith in Christ Jesus, that means by the faith that we have put in Christ Jesus, we are connected to every blessing of Abraham. And there are significant blessings of Abraham that God has given him. God blessed him that he will bless him and make him a blessing, that every nation of the earth shall be blessed through him, that his name shall be great. Now, all those blessings are guaranteed through our faith in Christ, because Christ is the seed of Abraham. By faith, we connect to that. So every blessing, when the Bible says that Abraham was blessed in every way, can you imagine that he had an abundance of resources, he had an abundance of cattle, he had an abundance of everything, until he has to get to the point and say, God, you know what? You've given me everything. Only one thing is left. You've not given me a child. And even that one, God answered. That means that there is a capacity in God that he can grant us everything that we think we need for our physical life. That's what we've been learning from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, that his divine power has given us all that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him. That means that what you need for life is granted in God. It is the will of God, and his divine power grants us the more we know him, the more we experience him, the more we have epignosis, experiential knowledge of God, is the more that we experience and we receive the things that God has freely, remember the word is freely, given us without cost. That means you don't need to pray for it. You don't need to fast for it. It is not your giving for it. It is not the seed that you did for it. All those things are good, but it is not them that do it. It is our obedience and our belief in our good God that does it. So yes, you can have 100% answered prayers when you are praying according to the will of God. And when you pray according to the will of God, it means that you know His ways, you know His desire, you know His thoughts for a specific situation. And you see, imagine when Jesus went to raise Lazarus. What did He say? He said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I thank you that you always hear me." Can you imagine? There's a man that walked on the earth that had 100% certainty that God always hears him. And you are made in His image. When you accept Christ, you are transformed to be like Him, conformed to the image of the Son. And in the same way that Jesus walked on the earth, is the same Holy Spirit that He has granted unto us, and is the same confidence that He's giving us, you and me, that when we pray to God, He hears us. And that means we shift from not just praying for anything, but shifting to a place of responsibility, where we know that we have responsibility of not only of ourselves, we have responsibility of our families, we have responsibility of our children, we have responsibility of our businesses, of our workplaces, we have responsibility of our nations, because we are having the ear of God. That means we can ask God for the mercy of the nation. We can ask God for smooth transitions. We can ask God for the peace of the nation. Why? Because all these things are in the will of God, that He releases His grace over the people, that people would know Him. God's desire, number one, God's desire is that all men be saved. And that is why He sent His only Son, that whosoever, the invitation is open, whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love abounds. The sacrifice of Jesus is for anyone. It doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter your history. It doesn't matter how much evil you have done. The moment you decide to put your faith in Christ and say, "Okay, I believe. He died on the cross. He died for my forgiveness. I receive Him as my Lord and Savior." That is the moment you become a child of God. And you enter into the zone of those that God hears us. Now, I want to just quickly balance it with James, and this, I think, is where I'd wanted to start, in James chapter 4. And this is the issue of the heart. This is what I've been talking about the reason why we ask and we don't get. This is the reason why we move away from our 100% to our 0% answered prayers. James chapter 4. And James chapter 4, I'm going to read just a few verses, although the whole chapter is one thing. you know the Bible is originally was not written in chapters and verses, so you have to at times read the whole context. I'll encourage you to read it afterwards. I may not have the full time for that, but I want to read. It says, "From where comes wars and fightings among you? Don't they come from your lusts that war in your members? You lust and you have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you have not because you ask not." I think I will. Maybe let me see if another... Okay, let me just finish. "You ask and you receive not because you ask amiss." Look at what God is warning us. I'm telling you, these are the reasons why you don't get. Because you lust, you kill, you desire to have, and you cannot obtain it. You fight and war. You have not because you do not ask. And when you ask, you do not receive. Because when you ask amiss. Well, how is it asking amiss? That you might consume it on your own lusts, on your own desires. And he says, you adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. And then it says, don't you know, don't you think that the scripture says in vain that the spirit that he dwells in us lusteth to envy, but he gives more grace. Wherefore he has said, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Look at where God is bringing us again, telling us the reasons why I don't answer your prayers. He says, inside you, you are fighting. You are not at peace. You are quarreling with your brothers. Where is this quarreling and covetousness coming from? It is because you're having an ending, Amplified says, what leads to unending quarrels and conflicts among you? Don't they come from your hedonistic desires that wage war in your bodily members fighting for control over you? So the first place of a war is actually in our own inner bodies, is in our flesh. So because in our own flesh, we are quarreling with ourselves, we are fighting, we are having that warfare where our own bodily desires are fighting and we have not yet even conquered it. And so even when we are asking, we are thinking, man, if I get, okay, let me use this. Someone said in where I come from, when a man gets money, the first thing he thinks of is not even buying a car or buying a house, is adding another wife. I don't know how it is in your country. So you can see, the moment someone gets whatever promotion or wealth or money they get, the first thing is to add on to their evil desires. So remember, someone is praying to God, God. I need a car, I need a brand new Mercedes. But the moment they get that Mercedes, they'll now be carrying university girls in their car because it is tinted, no one can see. So their own desire was that the moment I get this car, I'm going to boast. People will know, man, I'm the biggest man on the earth. Those guys who thought that I will never make it, they will see. Someone said, they will see. All those people in the village who said I will never make it, they will see. So the moment our prayers shift from God's purposes to I want to do this, I want to make it, I want to show them, or I want to be better than my neighbor, then our focus has moved from the will of God to no longer being the heart of God, to become the lust of our flesh and the lust of our desires, the lust for envy and striving and conflict and friendship with the world. So anytime our prayers are linked with the things that we want to satisfy the cosmos, to satisfy our flesh, to satisfy our own pride, our own self-righteousness, to satisfy our own evil things, I can assure you God does not answer such kind of prayers. So, go back to your original verse. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in Christ, that if we ask him anything according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, then we know that we have received what we have asked of him. So yes, you can have 100% answered prayers. Pray according to the will of God. And I will say just this prayer that David prays in the Psalms. He said, O God, search my heart. See if there is any offensive way, and lead me in the way everlasting. We can always ask this God, God, weigh our hearts. Show us the things that are not of you, and teach us your ways. And God loves those that want to know him, and he will give you the grace. That's why he says, submit yourselves to God. Humble yourselves. Forget about all those wicked desires. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. God is able to cleanse us, is able to purify us, is able to check our hearts. And anyone that comes to God, he never rejects. And you have an opportunity this morning to come to God and to have one mind and not be double-minded. May God bless his word. My brother, you're welcome.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
I think it's quite very clear that you're teaching. I was just, the only area I was trying to clearly understand is praying, when you say that praying based on our passion. Yes. I don't know whether that includes the needs, because I thought sometimes when you're praying for your needs to be answered, because God knows all our needs.
Yes.
I think passion is more when it's now to fulfill your fleshly, bodily desires or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what I was trying to understand.
Yes, that's a good question. And let me ask, you know, when it says that needs is one of the biggest concerns of mankind, and I wanted to ask, what does God's will say about the needs? He said that, doesn't your heavenly Father know what you need? When he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Why worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear? Your heavenly, I mean, they say, look at the birds of the air. Do they sow? Do they plant? That means you sow. So that means you're even higher than the plants. And your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. So when it comes to needs, remember even Philippians, is it 4:13 or 16? My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Not according to your salary, not according to your bank account, but according to his riches and glory. But he's speaking to a people that are faithful in giving. He's speaking to a people who have been meeting the needs of God. Remember, it's a Philippian church. So it's not just anyone who says, oh, God will supply all my needs. No, there's a track record. When you see the will of God, you can see what he's saying. So I assure you, if you need something, God will provide. There is nothing that we need that God fails to honor. In fact, he says, you shall be abundantly provided for. It is he that gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Remember what we talked about giving? God will give you seed, he will give you bread. And he, in fact, he says, them that look to him, their faces are always radiant. They are never covered with shame. God will never put his children to shame. So if you need something, it might be a big need, but if you need it and God genuinely knows that you need it, maybe it is for your family, it is for your children, it is to, so that you will be able to be more comfortable, so that you can worship him more, you can meet him, you can be have enough time to focus on God. Yes, it is a good thing to be financially stable, because when you're financially stable, you are able to have time to pray to God. Anyone that is not financially stable has to wake up extremely early to go and do as much menial job to get something. And even in that time, they might not even be able to pray. So God's desire is actually that you know him better. And so if your desire is, I need a job because I need to meet my needs, I need to provide for my family, God's desire is that men provide for their families. So those are honorable desires, that God needs. But here, what we are talking about, I know your version says passion. The King New NIV says desire. But if you go to King James, it says lusts. So that is that word, is that passion there is not just the passion you want. It is lust. And remember, lust wants to be satisfied now. Lust cannot wait. You get me? There's a difference between lust. Lust is, I want it now. Give it to me now. If you don't give it to me now, I hate you. That's why when a boy is lusting after a girl, the moment he has satisfied his lust, that's it. He's not even bothered again. He packs. He switches off the phone. He blocks her. That is lust. But love is patient. Love is kind. So I think for me, that will differentiate. And I pray that God will give you more insight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you for your word. And I thank you for my brother, my sister, who is coming to you in prayer, who wants to understand you, who wants to know your will, and who wants to turn to you. And I pray that them that want to hear you just say, Lord Jesus, I come to before you. I'm a sinner. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and for being raised for my glory. I pray this in Jesus' name. And if you have prayed that prayer, God has translated you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Keep listening to the channel. Subscribe, share with others, invite others, and find a Bible-believing church. And by the grace of God, we shall be able to continue through the same means that you've got it, same time tomorrow. God bless his word. Shalom.